Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, continuing with our discussion of Matnas Shechid Mirah. And in this passage, we're going to look at the source of Matnas Shechid Mirah, both the command to put things in order, but also the rights that you have to have your wishes be taken care of as far as a matana goes, and to distribute things as you wish.
The pasuk we've been dealing with on and off since the beginning of Perek Chet.
In other words, there's the transfer to your daughter. There's another transfer that's not to your daughter, which is based on your will, which is to somebody else. He had a different source. This is if you have no daughter, then you give it to his brothers. There's another giving. Now, Rav Nachman, my time, why didn't he like the first pasuk? He needed that for the famous drush of Rebbe that we saw in the 8th parak. Every other passage of Nachalah uses the word untatem, as we saw with the brothers. Why does it say havara in the case of the daughter?
The only one who transfers nachala from one shevet to another is a daughter, ho'il uvna uvala yoshinota,
because her son, so she marries somebody from another shevet, the son will be from that other shevet, and her husband, who's from another shevet, will inherit from her, which is how we know Yerushat HaBen B'Nichsei Ha'em and Yerushat HaBal B'Nichsei Ishto Midoraita, because of Mihava HaVartem, and that is Rebbe. Remember, they had the other drasha of Sheiro, and that's at the beginning of the 8th parak. So Rav Nachman says HaVartem is needed for that drasha, therefore it's not there to tell me there's another Havara like that, which is Matnat Shechid Mirah. Rabbi Zera, what is Rabbi Zera? Why didn't he like Rav Nachman's pasuk? So that's the way the pasuk talks. Untatem is the normal phrasing, just like Rebbe said.
Had a third pasuk. Sheol
comes to visit Chizkiah, who's sick, and says, "Put your affairs in order, because you're about to die." The rest of that story with Chizkiah getting another 15 years, etc. But the point is, but means distribute your wealth however you wish. That's Shechimira. This is when Achitofel had given advice about chasing David to Avshalom, and then Hushai Arki had given the other advice that was taken, and Achitofel saw that all was lost. So what happened? He went back to Gilo, Vayitzav El Beito, Vayechanak. And he committed, killed himself. Means he put things in order and he distributed his wealth. That's how we understand it. Now, Tan Rabbanan, parallel, parenthetic piece here. Shloshat varim tziva Achitofel et banav. He commanded his sons three things. Al tiyu b'machloket. Don't get involved in a dispute. He was involved and it didn't go well for him. V'al tiyu medu b'machut beit David. Do not rebel against David's dynasty. He saw that did not go well for him either. The Yom Tov Shalatzeret Barur, this is a Mitzvah that we have, that if the day of Shavuot is a clear day, not a cloudy day, Ziru Chitim, that will be a successful season to plant wheat right away. Razutra Amar, he says that there was a different Mitzvah, Balul Itmar, not Barur, but Balul, the opposite of it's cloudy. Amri Nahardei, Mishmei Rabbi Yaakov, so they kind of put them together. Lo Barur, Barur Mamash, for Lo Balul, Balul Mamash, doesn't mean a very clear day, has been a cloudy day. Even if it's a cloudy day, but the north wind is blowing the clouds around, Zehu Barur, that's called Barur. So his Masorah was Barur, but Barur could be understood in an expansive way. That entire give and take, we learned as being a comment about another statement. Now this is the end of Sukkot. Hakol sofin la'ashan ha'maracha. Everybody looks to see which way the wind is blowing. They look to see where the smoke of the maracha on the mizbeach is blowing. Now, ta'klap etzafon, if it's blowing northwards, ani'im smechim uvale batim atsevim. Then the anim are happy, and the balbatim are sad. It means there's going to be a lot of rain that winter. Perot makivin, which means a lot of the perot are going to go bad, and the balbatim will have to mafka them and give them to the anim. If it went to southward, anim atzivim balbatim svechim. It's the opposite. Nation gishmei shana muatin means there won't be that much rain. Perot mishtamrin, that means the fruit will be able to be washed. It won't get so damp and erosive. And therefore, the landowners are happy. All right. So if it goes towards the east, everybody is happy, and towards the west, everybody is upset. We'll see why. If it goes to the west, that's a sign that there's going to be a famine that year, and to the east, it'll be a plentiful year. So everybody's going to be happy. Now, Urminhi Mizrachit Leolam Yafet, Miravit Leolam Kashet, Rachsfunit Yafelachitim Mishashivu Shlish. North wind is good for the wheat that's already somewhat grown. Kashelazitim Mishashianitsu, but it's bad for olives that have already budded. Rach Dromi, Kashelachitim Mishashivu Shlish, Yafelazitim Mishashianitsu, and it's flip. Rav Yosef, Yitemram Razutra, Yitemram Nachma Yitzchak, Vasimanach, and the Siman is Shulchan Batsafon, Umenorah Badarom. That the Shulchan was in the north, so that's good the Shulchan, of course, holds the wheat, and the menorah, of course, holds the olive oil, and so whichever direction is blowing, that's good for that particular thing. So lokash alan v'alahu. It depends on whether they're talking about Eretz Yisrael or Bavel. In Bavel, it's better to have the east wind. In Eretz Yisrael, it's better for them to have the west wind. Okay. Tanya, Abba Shaul Omer, Yom Tov Shal Atzeret Barur, Siman Yafel L'chol HaShana Kula. If Shavuot is a clear day, it's a good sign for the whole year. Shvid HaYom HaKama D'Rei Shatav, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Ichamim Evet HaHate Kula Shatav Chamim, the whole year will be hot. Ikarir, if it's cold, kula shata karira. So the minaf kamina, what's an afkamina? The tefilato shal kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, 9 days later, says his tefillah about the year, im shumai, right? So then it's the same thing, he'll know what to daven for. Until now, everybody has taken the position that matnat shechiv mirah is d'oraita, and we had two different sources from the Torah and two different sources from the Nevi'im. Rav Amar Rav Nachman matnat shechiv mirah midrabbanan ba'almahi. Says it's not the right, it's the rabbanan. Shema titaref da'ato alav, because the concern is that this guy is dying and he's going to kind of lose his presence of mind and won't be able to complete the transaction. So we allow him that flexibility to just declare what he wants, and then we take care of the shtar on our own without him saying kitvur or tenu. Since one Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman, how could Rav Nachman say it's Darabanan? Because after all, he quotes his Rebbe Shmuel as saying, even though Shmuel said that if you sell a shtar chov to somebody else and then you're mochel it works, even the guy's heir, the fellow's heir can be mochel the shtar chov, that's the original guy who held the note, who sold it, then his heir could be mochel the note. But if he gave the note as a matnat shechiv mirah, he then can't go ahead and be mochel it. Now, if you agree that matnat shechiv mirah is doraita, because after all, mechila of a shtar chov must be doraita, otherwise how would you have the right to be mochel something that you sold? And if matnat shechiv mirah itself is not guaranteed by the Torah, is not validated by the Torah, how could you trump that by being mochel by the inability to be mochel? And how could mechila be trumped by matnat shechiv mirah? The answer is ainu shel Torah v'asu akir shel Torah. Really, it's the rabbanon, but the rabbanon established it kein shel Torah, and they gave it the strength of Torah. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman shechiv mirah. Another halacha of Rav Nachman of shechiv mirah. Shechiv mirah shamar yadur ploni b'vayit zeh. He's on his deathbed. He said, "I want ploni to live in this house." He's pointing to his own tree or describing it and saying, I want Plony to be able to eat the fruit of that tree. Lo amar klum. That's meaningless. Ad shiomar. Tnu baitzel Plony v'yadurbo. Tnu dekelzeh Plony v'yochal perotav. You have to say the word give. Give this to Plony. He should live in it. Give this to Plony. He should be able to eat the fruit. So the man wrote the Sefer of Nachman, Milta, Ita, Bavari, Ita, Beshchimira, Deleita, Bavari, Leita, Beshchimira. It sounds as if he's not giving enough flexibility to the Shchimira and saying that only things that would work with a Bari, if he were to write them, would work with a Shchimira. If he doesn't get around to writing them, but they don't give him any more flexibility than that. The Amar of Nachman, Nachman himself said, Shchimira Shamar Tnu Halva'ati L'Ploni. Somebody owes me money, and I'm saying, give that loan to somebody else. It's a shchimira. Avatol Ploni, it works. The alpha gav the leiti v'bari. A bari can't do that. So you see, Rav Nachman says that besides extending the words and not needing a shtar to be written in time, the shchimira can give a gift that a bari, a parallel gift, couldn't be given by a bari. Papa mar ho avi oresh yorsha. The answer is that a debt is a yerusha, and shchimira matnat shchimira is main kein yerusha. And therefore, since this debt, if the guy weren't to say anything, would go to his yoresh, therefore it works. So that takes the position that you're right, this would not work with the bari, but it works with the shchimira because of the unique nature of the halva. Said it's not true. Such a thing does work with the bari, which means to go back to the original position that Rav Nachman said, you can only do something for a shchimira that in parallel a bari could do and would be successful with, except for that we extend the need of writing it and giving it in his life. We saw in the previous podcast, which is that A owes money to B, and B is standing there with A and C, and B says to A, give that money to C. If the three of them are standing there, C is Conan. And therefore, we see that Tnu Manalim Havati the Ploni works with the Bari, and therefore the parallel piece works with a Shchimira also. Okay, we'll pick up on Kuf Memchet Amud Aleph and further discussions of Matnat Shchimira, perhaps the Machlok of Yishonim, how to read the first piece. We'll get to that next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.